I'm Sarah Austin Jeunesse, The Moth's executive producer and longtime host of The Moth Podcast. Every week, we share true stories told live and without notes by real people from all walks of life. Stories about disastrous haircuts, May-December romances, photographing Pluto, fighting for justice, and so much more. Some stories make you laugh, some make you think, and many stay with you long after they're told. Discover the power of story. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Stand up, Donald Trump said, if you support protecting Americans over illegal immigrants. Democrats not only didn't stand up, they sat and glared with absolute hate in their eyes. You could actually see it right there, the hatred Democrats have for Americans. All right, so you're for safety. You're against safety for Americans if it gets in the way of whatever illegal immigrants are doing that day. Cool. Should American workers be enslaved to illegal immigrants in violation of law? Yes. Yes, they should, said 200 Democrats yesterday. I can't believe they're doing this in publicly.
Well, yeah.
Almost 200 Democrats vote against deporting people who commit welfare fraud. They want to keep them enslaved. You, not them. You're enslaved. You have to go to... Think about this for a minute, okay? Just ruminate this in your head. What happens... We know it's tax time. What happens if you just don't pay your taxes?
You'll be getting a visit.
What happens if in a bid to avoid paying taxes, you commit fraud?
Well, we'll see you down at the Greenville County Detention Center.
Exactly. What happens if on the receiving end, illegals commit fraud to receive your tax dollars? Oh, that's fine. It's good. It's fine. No, it's great. Said Democrats yesterday. That is a slavery situation. If I don't turn my dollars over to people defrauding me, I go to prison, but they don't? Yes. Yes, that is the Democrat way. Almost 200 Democrats. I can't believe this. I just walked around yesterday going, I can't believe this. The U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation Wednesday, and good for them, to crack down on illegal immigrants receiving welfare. Every illegal immigrant who receives welfare in America is committing fraud. It is illegal. It's a prosecutable offense. And it has been since Bill Clinton, a Democrat, last time I checked, signed the bill in 1995 to clearly make it illegal for illegals to get any kind of welfare. That includes food stamps, housing, any kind of transfer payment, and Medicaid. It's very explicit. And what does it define that as? Fraud. Despite that, 61% of illegals are on at least one form of welfare, and some are on more. So the House said, enough. If you defraud the IRS, you go to prison. The least we can do is send them home. And here's what the bill would do, Lee. There is a list of crimes for which if you are caught doing it in America as an illegal immigrant, we don't have to prosecute you. We don't have to convict you. The law is very clear. We pick you up and out the door you go. We deport you. We end the pain to the taxpayer. And ICE, because Congress allows them to and has for many decades, can simply write a bench warrant, pick you up, and out you go. You're not entitled to a trial because guess what? You're not an American.
Right.
Like that taxpayer who will get arrested if he doesn't turn his money over to you as part of a crime. You know what this is? This is like a robbery, like a stick up. Like if you came out of, I don't know, the drugstore tonight on your way home from work and somebody puts a gun in your face and says, give me your money. Well, the gun in this instance is government, and the person holding it is the Democrats on behalf of the illegals. So this should have been easy. Almost 200 Democrats voted no. No. No, we don't want to deport people committing welfare fraud, which is receiving welfare in violation of law. And then there's some going beyond that. They're super achievers. See Minnesota, who actually do defraud the government on top of that. With, you know, fraudulent payment codes and such. Them too. Deport none of them? No, none of them. They should stay. But I can't defraud the government to keep illegals from getting my money.
I don't see the problem is you're a citizen, so.
Yeah, which is becoming increasingly problematic.
Yes.
Under Democrats. But, you know, kudos to the House for trying to do something about this. Yeah. The problem here, though, besides this big reveal by the Democrats, is this will die in the Senate. It's the open borders uniparty, Republican and Democrat leadership will kill it quietly, strangle it in the crib. Which is why I loved what happened yesterday. Because here's the problem, okay? And Scott Pressler said this, Lee. I just love Scott Pressler. Personally flipped Pennsylvania red for Donald Trump. Just driving an old beat-up truck and registering people. He'd just go to construction sites, sign people up. Anyways, great. So Scott Pressler says, one of the reasons they're so opposed to the SAVE Act is because if America sees, they can totally pass that thing. They're going to want everything to pass. Mm-hmm. Like this law saying we can automatically deport people who defraud Americans for welfare, illegal immigrants, right? Okay. Yesterday, the mask slipped again. And we saw Senator John Kennedy do what I really need to see Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott do. This is exactly what I've asked for. Stand up on the floor, call Thune out. He's the Republican leader. And say what we all know to be true. Yes, we can pass the SAVE Act. Yes, we can pass bills that make it illegal for illegals to defraud Americans. Yes, we can. We can do it in the Senate if we want. So we've been having this big fight over the talking filibuster. We could do it that way. But Kennedy's like, oh, come on. We can do it through reconciliation too. And, you know, basically says John Thune's just pretending we can't.
We need to try to pass this legislation through reconciliation.
On Aspire with Emma Greed, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with Emma Greed, available where you get your podcasts.
Now, you know how reconciliation works, Mr. President. It means we can pass this bill with 50 Republican votes.
Yep.
And the vice president to break the tie.
Yep.
That's how we pass the one big, beautiful bill. I would hope to get some of my Democratic friends to support us, but we don't have to have them. That's harder than I described because, as you know, Mr. President, there are parameters on reconciliation. Anything you propose through reconciliation has to be paid for. We can find the money to pay for it. And anything you pass through reconciliation has to conform with the contours of the Budget Control Act. We call that giving a provision a birdbath. And our parliamentarian decides what passes muster under the Budget Control Act.
We got to end that too.
And what doesn't. Now, we've got a lot of smart lawyers in the United States Senate. Every single one of them thinks they're Oliver Wendell Scalia. But we've got a lot of other smart lawyers in America. Here's what I'm getting at. We have yet to try going to these smart lawyers, some in the Senate and some, believe it or not in the Senate, and saying, craft us a SAVE Act that will pass muster under the Budget Control Act and can be blessed by the parliamentarian. And some of my colleagues, those Oliver Wendell Scalia types, they say, Kennedy, you know, that you'll never be able to do that. They don't know. I've been here 10 years. I've seen things pass muster, survive a bird bath that I didn't think had a hope in hell. And I've seen provisions pass the parliamentarian's judgment under a bird bath that I've seen them not pass that I thought were slam dunks. You don't know till you try. And we haven't tried. And if this bill is as important as everybody says it is, and I think it is, because we're not just talking about voting, we're talking about the confidence, the trust of the American people in our elections.
He's finally coming out and saying it.
Yeah, the quiet part out loud. Thank you, Senator Kennedy.
Yes.
Both hilarious and serious at the same time.
Here's the big secret, okay? John Thune, every time he opens his mouth, he lies. And he says he doesn't have the votes. The problem with that is that TPUSA went through each senator, called them up and demanded to know how they're voting. We have the votes to pass this. We do. We've counted. we've gotten people to confirm, call their offices, right? That has trended over and over again. And so Andrew Colvay, who's now running Charlie Kirk's operation, keeps calling Thune out and posting it. No, we have the votes. That's why Thune wouldn't hold the vote, is because we have the votes. Now, Thune said a few weeks ago, well, I'm not going to have the vote because we don't even have the votes to open debate. Guess what? We had the votes to open debate. Once you put it on the floor and it was do or die time, we're on the record and these guys can get primaried, and Elon Musk is threatening to primary anybody with unlimited funds who gets in the way here. Suddenly, they realized they did support it. So what John Thune said couldn't be done got done this week. Now he's moved on to new excuses. Well, I just don't have the... You know what? If you don't have the votes, you know what you do? You know what Mike Johnson does? Hold the vote anyway so we can get Democrats on the record, use it to run against them. And you know what? If there's one or two Republicans don't want to vote for it, we didn't know who they are, so we can get rid of them. Mm-hmm. Hold the vote. If it fails, it fails. But we all know John Thune could push this through if he wanted to. We all know he could. In fact, he could turn around and, you know, just what we opened the segment with, Lee, this right here, okay? These are two game-changing pieces of legislation. If the 61% of illegals who are on at least one form of welfare, and most are on more than one, did not have that, there are not enough jobs for them, they will go home. We don't need ICE to round them up. They will round themselves up because we have the free plane ticket and the $2,600 a head reward. I mean, you got a family of four, man. You got $10,000 to restart in your country plus free plane tickets. They will take that if they can't pay their bills. And they can't because there's not enough jobs for them and us. These are game changer pieces of legislation. When I say game changer, I mean, I'm talking the future of the republic. Because if Democrats come back in office, we don't have Kyrsten Sinema. She's not in the Senate anymore. We don't have, the senator from West Virginia, who basically used the filibuster to keep amnesty from coming up. We will have amnesty. They will vote. And we will live in a one-party system like China. This is it. This is the final chance. And the internet gets it. And they take John Thune to the woodshed every day. I've never seen so much hatred heaped on a man aside from Donald Trump. And he can't hide. He can't lie. He can't maneuver. So he's turning to new lies. Well, I don't have the votes for the talking filibuster. Let's see, bud. Let's see if that's true.
So why in specific detail are you convinced that a talking filibuster doesn't work?
Well, first off and foremost, because we don't have the votes for it. It's a simple function of the math in the Senate. It would take even a talking filibuster, it would take 51 votes. We don't have 51 votes for that.
So see, Lee, Kennedy is calling out his BS. And saying, look, we have 51 votes. We know that because we opened debate. TPUSA knows that. And we all know darn well we could do this through reconciliation if we really wanted to. So good. This is progress. This is what I've wanted. Now, you know what I want to see? I want to see Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott on the floor of that Senate. And I want to see them demand the same of Thune. If they're serious. If not, they're on the other side. Or don't even do it. Just give me a tweet, guys. Come on, don't even have to go to the floor set. Give me a tweet. Call out Thune. Demand reconciliation. Demand this thing passed. Get the artificial barriers out of the way. You will not see Lindsey Graham do it. And you will not see Tim Scott do it. Our senators, because they are open border zealots. That's who they are. Prove me wrong, guys. Hey, and if the two of you prove me wrong, I will play the audio. I will read the tweet. I will make sure my entire audience knows I was wrong. I love being wrong on things like that. But I'm not going to be. I'm not. But you're not fooling anyone, either of you.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother, wherever you get your podcasts.